with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Off we go here, checking in at
number 5.
Gary West is the owner of Maximum Security that won the Kentucky Derby but then didn't win the Kentucky Derby, and he says he's filing an appeal.
Right after the race, I had the trainer call the stewards and very nicely ask them if they would be willing to visit with us after the races were over. We said, we'll stay here till 11, 12 o'clock at night, whatever you want. And they said, absolutely not. We won't be showing the films until Thursday. So we didn't really have any alternative legally other than to, the appeal has to be filed within 48 hours.
CNN reporting the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has denied the appeal.
Right. Well, and there's a for very specific reason that when you sign, you know, it's part of your license, it's part of when you go and you get your license at Churchill Downs or at any of the tracks, mm-hmm. Keeneland, any of the tracks in Kentucky, you are obligated to obey the rules of the Kentucky Racing Commission. And the Kentucky Racing Commission clearly states that all steward decisions are final. Hmm. So you can't have nothing to do about it. And they've already agreed, by being in the race in the first place, they agreed to that condition. So there's nothing they can really do.
So that's it.
And what are you going to do? Because they can't
what
do
are you going to do?
Here's the problem with that. As much as I think a lot of people are disappointed, and I get it. I mean, it's especially if you're, you know, the very specifics of the rules of horse racing, most people don't know. 99.99999% of people who are watching the race wouldn't know that.
I don't.
But it is the rule. And it is what happened. She had to make the call. The steward, who's the chief steward of Kentucky, you know, she stood there for 20 minutes making the decision with some of the other people, like the track steward and all the rest of the people who were there. And they look at this stuff. You know, this is what their job is. They look at it all the time. They know what the rules are, and that's what they did. And it sucks. And you know what? Even the owner of Country House said that backing into this is not the way they want to do it.
No, he feels, you know, like, feels like he needs to make an apology for winning. It just doesn't feel right.
So now the guy goes on, this guy, Gary West, he's still a little hot.
He's hot.
He's hot. So he goes on TV this morning.
I obviously saw the horse move out, but in the Kentucky Derby where you've got 20 horses, and you shouldn't have 20 horses in a Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs, because they're a greedy organization, has, rather than 14 like you have in the Kentucky Oaks, the Breeders' Cup, every other race in America, just because they can make more money, they're willing to risk horses' lives and people's lives to do that. I'm not a fan of that. I think they ought to have 14 like every other race. But yes, I saw the horse move out. But every Kentucky Derby, you could set down two or three or four horses if you wanted to, because it's like a rodeo out there.
All right. That is, I don't disagree with them on that. I think 20 horses is too many in a field, mm-hmm. especially in a, and I get why they're doing it. They've done it like that forever, though. This is not new. They didn't just add 6 horses. But
right.
They are, you know, it's always sort of been done this way to give as many 3-year-olds, a shot as they can in some way, you know, because it's helpful to all the prep races. It's a totally separate business thing. But he calls out Churchill Downs, which is one of the largest owners of tracks. They own Arlington here. And Dick Duchessois is the chairman of Churchill. Mm-hmm. That he's calling them out for being greedy. They're in the horse racing business. But then Savannah Guthrie says,
isn't the stewards, the judge's decision essentially correct, even if you don't like it?
Well, you know, that is a way of looking at it. The thing that is kind of mystifying to me is that the stewards were either looking at a high-definition television or looking at it with binoculars. Our horse was in the lead the entire way around. They looked at exactly what the whole rest of the world looked at, and they didn't file a steward's inquiry. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine that it was very obvious to them.
All right, hold on.
At the time either.
All right, stop. That, I got to call BS on that, too.
What part of that?
Because the foul got as soon as the race stopped. The jock filed a foul.
Mm-hmm.
They asked for an inquiry immediately. So with the timing of that, they would be back looking at that again before they would. Sometimes they'll do that without actually putting an inquiry up. which is there's a sign on the scoreboard says inquiry, that and they light that lamp that says inquiry, and they didn't do that immediately, sometimes because they're looking and they just want to make sure before they actually do that, because they got a few minutes to look at the replay, make sure everything is okay while the horses are coming back to the, you know, to the main part of the track, because they, you know, they run past and run out, gallop out. So I, you know what, all right, I get it. I'm sorry, sir. This is a tough business. It's an, you know, it's a heartbreaking business. You break your heart in a million different ways, as they say.
You break your wallet, too. But he already starts with over $1 billion, so I don't think he's hurt too much.
That's what Ron Majors told me when I got in the business with him. He said, if you want to become a horse racing millionaire, start with $1 billion.
Perfect.
Number four.
Michael Cohen reported for prison today, and he would not go exactly quietly.
When I rejoin my family and friends, that the country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country. There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth. And thank you all very much.
Yeah, you did a nice job helping with that, Mike. Nice job. When he was going to punch reporters in the face for telling the truth about Trump during the campaign. Nice job. Did good. Real good. Thanks for your help. Now remember, you got to cut all the garlic real thin. Razor blade. And keep the sausages in your pants as you're coming through security. Not that one.
Too soon.
Checking in at
number three.
Prince Harry, who is quite hairy now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
He's rocking like the facial hair. He looks good.
Right. He's kind of a, he's got the ginger fro going, like off his mm-hmm. face and off the top of his head and all that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a father, proud dad, welcoming his first child with the Duchess of Cambridge, who used to be on Suits.
Thanks for the background. Also, formerly at Northwestern University.
Kev.
Go Cats.
There you go.
Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension. But we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there, from everybody out there. It's been amazing. So we just wanted to share this with everybody.
Gushing daddy.
Yeah, it's sweet. And it is true, though. I mean, if you're there for the live birth of your uh-huh. child, you know, there is a moment where you do start, you do have that that awe, that amazement of the nature of it. And you have the awe and the amazement of the strength, generally, of the mom in this case. You know, right. Sometimes they get knocked out or whatever. There's, you know, and you have to leave the room. You don't get to witness this. But just the physical nature of it is absolutely awe-inspiring. But I will tell you something else.
Uh-huh.
It's absolutely terrifying at the same time.
You can tell both of those things in his voice.
Yes. It is. It's like you're watching and you're like, oh, no, oh, God, no, no, no. No! They're just going to get broken! No! It's like a whole thing that goes on in a guy's head.
Men could not do childbirth.
No, no.
Mm-mm.
No, no,
they
no. It is, I mean, it is the most... It is. And it is like... And then there is that moment where, you know, you have now... As a guy who really... That was fun, right? It was not, making the baby was not a chore, right? It was like an exciting, right. You know, a pretty great moment. And sometimes you could think back. I know a lot of dads, you know, try to do the math and try to figure out, you know, sort of when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
like that, where you were, if you're on vacation.
Yeah, or... and maybe and then you're rolling back through. Because guys are pretty good about cataloging and things like that. And so the...
it was a rainy night.
Yeah, I don't know where we are.
Cool fall night.
I think it was the fourth time. You know, it was like that. Sort of that kind of... I really didn't think I had it in me, but I could tell right there. And the thing is that you do, you stop and you're like, wow, it's like the most amazing, amazing gift that can be bestowed, right? Is like this, you know, this gift of life and there's the mom holding the baby and then it's, and all of a sudden all of that is just sort of coming to it's just, it is the definition of a romantic moment. But while it's going on with the screaming and the yelling and the things that are happening down there, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, hey, do you want to watch? And you're like, ah,
I'm not sure what. I'll be honest. You must feel like, I don't know how I can help in a scenario like this.
No, well, they do. They call you down. It's, I mean, I don't know what it was like in your situation, but, yeah. I mean, like, I'm up at the top, you know, like, you know, over there, like, holding it. And she's already very upset at this point. And then,
painful.
Right. And then they called me down, you know, to the field. And, I'm like, oh God, I really don't want to be a part of this. Oh no, no, this is beautiful. You'll say, oh, the baby's crowning. And you're like, oh no, no, no. Oh, hell no.
You can't unsee
it. Oh no.
I'm having really bad flashbacks to sex ed in high school.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, the funny thing is, too, that, you know, like, in the modern era, it's very confusing because the baby's got hair, right?
What do you mean the modern era? They never had hair before?
No, no. Oh, well, baby's got hair, and all of a sudden, it's like E.T. It's, I don't know, it's not E.T., it's like Alien. There's some moment happening there, you're like, oh, now just you wait a minute. Because you don't see, now the thing is,
you don't get, yeah, you're giving birth, you don't necessarily see that.
You don't see exactly what,
point.
Right, that, right. Yeah, you never really see that vantage point.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Unless someone videotapes it and shows it to you later.
Yeah, or you see it in court. And then that's the thing is, you're like, oh my God. And then when it happens, and then they were like, would you like to cut the umbilical cord?
And you're like, did you do that?
What am I paying you for? Which was pretty much what my thought was. And then the nurse is like, no, you got to do it. It's like a, you know, this is a great, you know, sort of tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll remember this for the rest of your life, which I did. And it's like cutting a telephone cord. I mean, it was like, I mean, it's like a garden hose. It really is. And like, you're cutting through it and you're like, I'm like, oh my God, am I going to do anything? And her, no, it's fine. And then like, now let's wait. Now here comes the placenta. And I'm like, ah, it's all right. I'm out.
You didn't save the placenta and eat it?
Call me later. I know somebody that's been done.
It's been done.
Yeah. Did they give you special scissors for this, or is this like...
Yeah, It's like, honest to God, it's like pruning shears. It's like you gotta... It is not an easy item.
Wow.
Does that mess up the belly button for, like...
No, they do it. You cut it, like, in the middle, and then they do something else. They work some other deal.
They do something else.
I was out. I did my job. I got out. I'm over there. When they're, like, they're weighing the baby, and they're, you know, they're doing... They're putting the, you know, the stamp on the feet and the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, I'll be over here. Oh, sir, don't you want to see the placenta? Dad, they call you Dad in the room. Dad, don't you want to see the placenta? And they're, No. And you'll be keeping this. No, I will not be keeping that.
We'll freeze it for you.
No.
Put in a smoothie like all the celebrities
do. This is before people were eating the placenta. This is like people are like, oh, we're gonna just throw this out, but you know, you should be here for that. And then she was like, I don't even come near me ever again. All right.
Baby changes everything.
Does.
Number two.
Jay Cutler has quickly turned into a bit of a reality television sensation with his appearances on Very Cavallari, says here. Now, we all know what this is. Now he has a desire to open up a butcher shop. Is that what's going on?
Yeah,
there?
That was
this is last
the subject
night?
Of the cut. Right? Was it the cut?
Okay.
So you know how the other day we were talking and you were saying that you want to do something now?
Yeah.
So have you given that any more thought?
I have. I was talking to Mike about trying to open a butcher shop.
That's great. How involved do you want to be in the butcher shop? Like, are you going to be in there, like slicing meat for people?
No. I'm not a butcher.
Oh, right, yeah. But I'm asking how involved you want to be in your business.
I'm going to be micromanaging the shit out of you all.
Are you going to be, like, in there, like, greeting people, like, hey, welcome to Cuts?
That's what it's called? Did you just name it?
Look at that. So I own half, is that right?
We are married, so yes.
I'll trade you your half of Uncommon James for my half of Cuts.
I'll pass.
Very creative.
I can tell you this. He was not cutting the umbilical cord. He was asleep in the waiting room with his head back.
He's always asleep and disinterested in everything.
Yeah. Maybe he was even back home. You go ahead of the baby. And finally.
Number one.
Adam Sandler was the host of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, cool.
The idea of it's cool. Yeah. I don't know. I just never got into Adam Sandler the same way Adam Sandler got into Adam Sandler. So I just never never quite fully got him.
Oh, he's catchy with all his songs.
Yes.
I didn't love all his movies that kind of weren't great for me, but...
So he did Opera Man. Remember, Opera Man would come and sing sing the news. Here's his thoughts on Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, almost finito. Alto exciting, edge of my seat. We can't wait for final show, so we can cancel our HBO.
That'll happen.
And on the president?
Trumpa, dumpa, trumpa, dumpa, I make it the wall. I pay in the guard, and they take it the fall. Trumpa, dumpa, trumpa, dumpa, they are afraid to impeach. I get to make the wall. Putin makes me his beach.
Shots fired.
and his thought, and just hours later on the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby, very fast, oh. One in first and one in last, oh. Winning horse is Magnifico. Losing horse is Delicioso.
All right.
Row 1-0. Didn't you win 1-0 after the Kentucky Derby?
I wrote 1-0, yes. Mm-hmm. You
did. A lot of cheddar O.
Yeah, yes. It's really easy to rhyme words when everything ends with O. Mm-hmm. I get it now. I get how he does this.
Yeah, there you go. A brilliant writer here. Now, what does he do with William Barr, though?
Where did Barr go? He did not show. Check every single Wendy's.
All right. You know what? It's time to wrap this up, and then we're wrapping up the Rokan Show mm-hmm. with Anna DeVlantis for another day of broadcast insolence. But you will be able to hear, because stay on the web, you're going to hear a continuation of some of the best stuff from the last week or so as well. So if we can help you get your way home, we'll see you right back here tomorrow at 3.
The top five at 5.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hit it, sweetheart.